as minicamp comes to a close tomorrow, do you feel like a different player now than maybe you were when you first stepped in here back in minicamp? And if so, why?
I definitely feel like a different player. I've been progressing with the playbook and definitely getting better with my technique out there on the field. Just getting a better feel for everybody else out there on the field and knowing where my help is, little things like that, and playing to my leverage and stuff.
What's it like going from defending college corners to seeing guys like Odell Beckham?
College corners?
Sorry, college receivers.
Nah, school. It's definitely a big difference. You can tell guys in the league are definitely a little bit more savvy with their technique and how to get open and stuff. So you just got to make the necessary adjustments, just watch film on them and get better.
Is it more physical?
It's really more mental, actually, just knowing where they're lined up at, just knowing, like, different tricks. Every receiver presents something different, so you just got to be on top of everything.
Spags, he talks to you a lot about, you know, the clutching and grabbing. You can't do that as much on this level. What do you do to sort of work on that for you personally? How do you go about that?
You got to work on your feet. That's the main thing, just making sure you're watching yourself on film and try to, get rid of the bad habits that we're doing in college. So just work on your feet more. Just whenever I'm at home, just like, you know, just doing little things with my feet and press technique, just trying to incorporate feet before hands.
How do you feel that you're fitting in here with being deep at cornerback? You're going to have to play in the slot at times. How do you feel like taking on that kind of role?
Well, it's definitely a different role and everything, but I think I'm adjusting to it well, just asking a lot of questions and getting with the veterans and getting with guys like Janoris and DRC. They've been very helpful. So just trying to learn as much as possible and put myself in uncomfortable situations out there on the field just so I can get better.
Aside from the obvious of where you line up, what's so different about it? What's the toughest adjustment?
You have to communicate a lot more. It's kind of like being a linebacker, really. Just you're in the middle of everything. You just got to communicate and know where your leverage is or your help is, playing to your leverage. Little things like that, and there's a lot of communicating, a lot of blitzing, little things that you have to get on.
Would it surprise you if that's where you started out in this league, or do you think maybe that's still just looking at you over there right now?
It wouldn't surprise me at all. I'm open to everything. As long as I'm out on the field just contributing to the team, that's what I'm trying to do.
When you make plays in practice, you know, against Odell, you made the dive in the end zone against Miles, I mean, I look at it and I see, okay, here's a guy who's probably going to gain confidence from making a play like that. Do you gain anything other than confidence in a situation like that?
Oh, big time, for sure, because, you know, he's a great receiver, and all the receivers out here present a great challenge to me. So I'm just trying to, you know, do my best every play and try to stay locked in because, you know, they're going to give me their best, and you just got to combat it just by giving them your best as well.
How do you view today? I mean, we saw you, you know, in that drill, you had a – 11-11, you had a good little run there. Was this an especially strong day for you, or did you still find a lot of things that you could pick apart? Or?
Yeah, I think today was a pretty solid day on my part. I try to get my hand on a lot of balls today, just competing out there because I got a lot of reps for sure with the one. So it was fun being out there with the guys and just trying to get better with my technique. And there's little things I still got to correct, especially, you know, with the defense and adjustments we have to make, but I think I had a solid day.
Was that more than you've gotten with the ones in maybe any other day, or?
This probably was the most I've ever gotten with the ones, probably.
Yeah. Have you felt that this has been kind of a long grind from the draft until today and then tomorrow? Will you be looking forward to, you know, having a break?
I don't think it's a long grind. This is, you know, your job and everything. It's something I enjoy doing. I don't feel like it's been a grind or anything. It's been a good process so far, and I can't wait till training camp.
Will you look forward to getting away a little bit? I mean, will you try to get away from it a little bit?
Yeah, taking a couple of weeks off definitely won't hurt at all. You know, your body definitely needs that rest. But I'm very, very anxious for training camp for the season.
When you say anxious, what do you mean? I mean, more nervous or just excited? You know,
excited, really? Definitely.
Has this month or so made you more excited, you know, going into the NFL and your first training camp?
Yeah, just getting, like, a nice little feel for how NFL practices are and how the receiver's going to be a little bit. It's something very exciting, something you want to work on in off season, just by yourself or whatever, just trying to get better so when the season comes, you can be at your best.
What are your plans for those couple weeks?
Spending time with the family, especially in New Jersey, just being around my family a lot and probably going on a little vacation, because I haven't done that at all since probably like I was 10 or whatever, so it's going to be fun just being with the fam and just enjoying them.
And then the training part?
And the training part, of course, that's going to be really fun as well, just getting back in shape and all that.
Where are you going to do it?
Where am I going to do it? I don't really know yet. I'm still thinking about it, but I'm definitely looking forward to it.
How much of a help is it for you to go against good receivers like the Giants have, and how much will that benefit you moving forward?
It's helpful, definitely, because you're going against, to me, one of the best receivers in the NFL, and Odell Beckham, and then there's other guys as well that are very good upcoming receivers. Even Sterling going against him in practice, too. He's somebody that's very quick and explosive as well. And you got guys like Miles White and Jeremy Evans, I believe his name is, and he's very good, too. All the receivers are, so it's definitely been fun just going against them and asking them little questions as well, because they've been very helpful. And
Eli, what's the most important thing that the coaches now know about you that they did not know before they drafted you?
That's a good question. I haven't asked them that or anything. I guess just how serious I take football. I try to be early on every meeting or for every meeting and just try to get my playbook and learn as much as possible. So just how competitive I am out there on the field, just trying to win every play.
What do you think you still want to show them that they don't know about you yet?
Just how tough I am. I know we haven't had a chance to hit and everything, so that's something you definitely want to show your coaches and the peers out there that you're tough enough and that you're going to stick your nose in there.
Is it night and day between the receivers you used to face in college and, say, you know, Beckham and Cruz, even though it's been a little bit limited with Cruz? Is it really a tremendous contrast?
A little bit, but even going against guys like Michael Thomas in practice, he's an elite receiver. I feel like he's going to be a very good receiver in the league. And then during my college career, going against guys like Amari Cooper, Will Fuller, you know, guys like that, they're probably going to be successful in the NFL. So, I mean, it's different because every receiver here on the roster is, like, really good or they were really good in college. So, they're going against basically, like, kind of the best. I mean, it's NFL, so everybody is pretty good.